now, we just got finished dashing the word kol, that for tarudas chametz, there's also allowed. So by the parsha of chametz, also we should say hetem tzaraf liyisr. So why doesn't Zuri also say chametz of Pesach? Like Rashi says, afilu chametz nami, do amrinon al iruvei balav. We just got finished saying before that Reb Lezer dashes the word kol oichol machmetzes to say that a tarubas of chametz, if you have a little bit chametz mixed into something else, there's a lot of eat it. V'hainu nami hetem tzaraf liyisr. That's hetem tzaraf liyisr. It doesn't say like you have a little bit, like a kezias of your bread fell into the soup, and it got dissolved there. So they're saying now, if you eat one kezias now worth of this soup, you get malchus. Now by eating one kezias of the soup, you shouldn't get malchus. How much isser are you eating? A little bit of the isser. The kezias is made up from the bread and from the soup. Still, we said according to Reb Lezer, you get malchus. So here you see, by chametz also we say this cloud of hetem tzaraf liyisr. So if Ziri goes according to Reb Lezer, that dashes the word kol, by chometz it should also be that way. Chometz also we should dash in the word kol to say that hetem tzaraf liyisr. Tamar says it's not true. According to Ziri, it's true. Chometz also is included in this cloud that even a little bit chometz for a shia, to be chayiv malchus. Tamar ein hachanam, it's not true. The reason why Ziri just says or, he wants to tell us a chiddush, not like Abaya says. The Yomer Abaya says like this. The answer is, if you take less than a kezias worth of sor by itself and put it on the mizbeach, pshita you'll be chayy for that. You don't need hetem tzaraf liyisr. Because Abaya shita is, for haktorah, something you burn on the mizbeach, even pochus mikezias is called haktorah. So Torah says you're not allowed to burn sor. So now what's called haktorah? According to Abaya, even a mashu is called haktorah. So pshita, if you put a little bit sor on the mizbeach, you'll be chayy. So Ziri wants to say, no, we don't hold like Abayim. If you're going to take a little bit sor by itself and put it on the Mizbeach, you'll be potter. You won't be chayiv. No, when are you chayiv? Only if you have a kezias. But even though the kezias is made up from two things, from a little bit sor, sourdough, and a little bit regular dough, still you chayiv. Why? Because you say, hetem tzaraf liyisr. So that's what Ziri wants to tell us. That by sor, you also have to come on to hetem tzaraf liyisr. Not like Abaya learns all over that haktara, burning something on the mizbeach, even the smallest amount is called a burning. And therefore the Torah says, don't burn sor. Sor, you can't burn even a little amount. No, we hold a haktara has to be at least a kezias. So therefore there's a chiddush of Zakziri that by sor, the Torah says, kichol, that even a tarubis, even a hetem tzaraf liyisr, also yichayiv. The Mar Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting, and he said over that the Rav Yavua said over the name of Rav Yochanan. He said it over. Abaya said back to him, so Amalei Abaya le Rav Dimi, the holy Surin Shabbatura ain't hetem tzaraf liyisr. Like, are you Rav Avua, are you right? You said that all over, you don't say this for hetem tzaraf liyisr. Only by Nazir. Is that true? I'll bring you right. Other Yisurim also we say the klal is heter mitzaraf liyisr. You can include some heter to the yisr to give it a shir. What's the raya of Yotzanan? We learned by truma like this. Hamakfer. If you have like a sick soup. Hamakfer, Rashi says, that's tavshul kofui, a sick type of a tavshul. The yav is very sick, shel truma. The grain daisa. You have like farina. You have a sick cereal, that the cereal came from truma, wheat that was truma. Now, v'hashum v'hashomen Now inside this type of a cereal, you put inside it garlic and you put inside the oil to give it a flavoring. Now this flavoring is chulin, it's not truma. That was the meisim. So hamak fe shel truma. The soup itself with the cereal itself was made out of truma. The hashum, the garlic, the hashemen, and the oil shel chulin. Now, Tfuyoim, somebody was telling me, went to the mikveh that day, and he touched it. The locker is when he touches truma, he makes it psul. He makes it a shlishi. If a Tfuyoim touched a part of this cereal, it's posel as kula. The whole thing becomes comes the tummy. Why? Because even the chulnika part, it's only a mere, it's a small amount, it's bottled to the truma. So we look as if the whole thing here is truma, and the locker is if a Tfuyoim touches truma, he makes it a shlishi. What about the opposite way? Hamak fel shechulim. If the cereal was made out of chulim, it was regular wheat. You already took off truma semaisus. It's regular wheat. V'hashum v'hashemen shel truma. Just a small amount of spices you put into this cereal, that was made out of truma. Now, v'nogat fuyan b'miktosin. Otfu Yoim, somebody that was Tomei and went to the mikveh ready, but when he touches Trumei, he passes it. He touched a part of this soup, now, this part of the cereal, is like posel al makam ago. We say, what's posel? What becomes Tomei? Only the place that he touched. But the rest of the cereal is tor. El makam ago buvad. Only this one place. Now, we have a kasha. Why is that true? Vavinim bo makam ago amai psulam. Even this place that the Tfuyem touched, why is that posel? Hobatlilu tavlim barayim. We're talking about now, the ikur here is cereal, that's chulin. Chulin, if a tful yam touches chulin, he's not matama chulin. Chulin doesn't become a shlishi. Chulin only becomes a rishon or a sheni, not a shlishi. A tful yam can't be matama chulin. So here, if the tful yam touches cereal, why do we say even the place that it touches tamein? Lechura, what are we afraid? Maybe that place is truma. But since it's only a miyat, a little bit, it should be bat abarayv. That's the way Rashi learns. That this little bit truma should be bat abarayv like it's not here. Taisus Adam Farash me the Kashin Rashi. Lukur, if you have a piece of garlic there or oil there, that's like Ben, that shouldn't be bottled. So if you could see it, something you could see is never bottled. Like take it out of there. So Taisus learns the Pshat is that this little bit garlic here is less than a revius. And Taisus Shitur is that it can't be Makabu Tumah. Oichel is only receives Tumah if it's a shear of a revius. So here the question is the Tful Yom touches it. So even the part that he touched, even if you're afraid that maybe he touched the garlic itself, but that garlic is less than a revius. It can't be makabel tumah. So that's the kasha. Why is that place tummy? Now, v'yoma Rabba Bar Bachona, he gave a teretz. Rabba Bar Bachona said the reason is, my tam, why are we so machim here to say that we should be afraid that Tful Yom touched a part of the garlic and that plot is tummy? Hoyo v'zar loika leim b'kazayis. Because the v'zar, not a kohen, if a zar, regular Yisrael, goes and eats a kazayis of this cereal now, he'll get malchus. Now the kasher is, why should he get malchus? We're talking about now the cereal is chulin. What's truma here? Only the small amount of garlic inside there, and the spice and the oil. Now even if he eats the kazayis of this cereal, what is he eating? True, there's a little bit shemen there, a little bit oil of truma, but that's not a kazayis worth. The kazayis is zichah made up from, most of it is cereal, and just a little bit is the garlic or the shemen. And still Rabbi Babakarna said, you get malchus. So by truma also we said Yisrael is hetem etzar for Yisrael. That's why he says you get malchus. If a zar of a regular Yisrael would take a kazayis out of this cereal, he would get malchus. Why? He's not eating the kazayis of truma. So you have to say he holds hetem etzar for Yisrael even by truma. This is going to be the kash on Rebbe Avuah. Why do you say only by nazir you say the chiddush? Here we see even by truma you say the chiddush. Now, the Gemara says, now, hechidomi, what are we talking about? What was your chiddush that if a zar eats a kzayis here, he gets malchus? Why? Hechidomi, lav mishum dehetem etzar for Yisrael. You have to tell me, even though he's only eating a little bit of the garlic or the shemen of truma, but since he's eating a kzayis of the whole thing, and there's heter and Yisrael, you get malchus for that. So you see, clearly, you don't always have to eat a shear or kazayis of the ether. It's enough if you have a little bit ether here. So the Torah says a little bit is not called an achila. You're not chayiv malchus lest you eat a kazayis. So good. Take some heter with it also, and now it's called you eating here. What are you eating? Heter and ether. But once you're eating the ether, that's where you get malchus. So it's a raya, even by shroom also you get malchus. Tomorrow says, lo, maybe there's no raya from here. It wouldn't be a kashan or bahua. My kazayis, what are we talking about here? I'll tell you, we're talking about there's a kazayis of truma here that's mixed up into the because pras means a half of a loaf of bread, which is usually Rashi Shitur, that's the size of four eggs. Now that's the shear always to say it's called one achila. That's called always called achila b'chtei achilas pras. The Moshul Pesach by night, the matzah. You have to eat a kazayis matzah. How long of a period of time do you have a right to eat this one kazayis? To say it's called one achila, you eat a kazayis, the klal is b'tet achilas pras. If you eat it, some should say that's 3 minutes. If you eat it within 3 minutes, that's called one achila. That's called, as long as it takes you to eat a half a loaf of bread, the size of four eggs, that's called one achila. Here also, if in the four eggs worth of this cereal, there's a kazayis issa, the kazayis of truma, then you be chayiv. Because that's a shear, it's not bottle. If you have a kazayis of the issa mixed into only size of four eggs, so when you eat all these four eggs now, that's the shear to make it like one achila, lamais you ate a kazayis of the issa. So that's why you chayiv here. We don't say hetem tzaraf liyisur. You chayy because you ate here taka, or if a zar would eat a kezayis of the shruma, he'll be chayy feeding the kezayis. Either the kezayis is mixed into the cereal. The Torah says 3 minutes worth of eating this cereal, he'll eat a kezayis of the shruma. That's why he gets malchus. But not because hetem tzaraf liyisur. That's called kezayis bechtei achilus pras. Frati gemarim. Is that true? What you're saying? Is that a svar in the Yeraisa? So whenever you have the size of a kezayis of Isser that gets mixed up into another mixture, even though the other mixture is rove, there's more heter here. But since you have the shear of a kezayis in the size of a chil's pras of 4 eggs, you want to tell me it's not bottled, and if you eat it, you're over a malchus? Omalayin? He answered back, yes, that's pakat true. That's pakat alocha. That's always the shear. If you have a kezayis iser falling into kedei achilas pras, we say it's not bottle, and if you eat the whole pras now, you chayiv malchus. If that's true, amai pligi rabbonu leidei Rebbe Elazar bekutach habavli. If that's true, whenever you have a kezayis of the iser mixed into achilas pras, we say it's not bottle midiraisa. So we have a kasha now. Why do the rabbonim argue on our mishnah, argue on Rebbe Elazar? Like we said, our Mishnah says, kutach habavli, there's a lav if you eat it. What was kutach habavli? We said there's bread mixed into milk whey, the milk water, and mixed into salt. So it's mixed up together. Now you have a kezayis of the chometz there, which is mixed into the milk. So we have Mishnah, we said before, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Elazar, that holds tarubas chometz yichayim. But according to Rabbanan though, if you eat the kutach habavli, you're potter. Is the question, why you're potter? Since there's for sure a kezayis of the chometz itself, in this mixture of the kutach, you're telling me that's pshita midiraisa. Anytime you have the shear of a kezayis here, it's not bottle. So how could the rabbanon argue by kutach habavli and say you're potter if you eat it? Anyway, it's a kasha here. Elo mai, what do you want to tell me? Mishum nehetim etzavli yisur. What do you want to tell me? Why did Rabbi Varchana say that if a zar eats this truma, he gets malchus? The other reason is because hetim etzavli yisur. If that's the svara, then saif. My polig rabbon led Rebbe Elazar b'kutach habavli. Then it's also a kasha. If you're telling me now that by shari surim, you're telling me also you say hetem etzavli yisur, and that's why by truma a zar eats it is chayiv. So why is kutach habavli potter according to rabbonim? But this is a kasha anyway. Why does the rabbonim hold? We said our mishnah says kutach habavli is also only goes according to Rebbe Elazar. That he holds the tarubas chometz is chayiv. Even if you have a little bit chometz that gets mixed into a lot, it's not bottle. That's Rebbe Elazar Shita. According to the Rabbanan, though, we say it's bottle. The question is, why is it bottle? In Kutach HaBavli, for sure you had a kezayis there, Peter Achilas Pras. Because in the measurements of 4 eggs worth of the Kutach, there was a kezayis of bread there. So you're telling me that Midirais is not bottle all over. So why did the Rabbanan say a potter? So Murray answers like this, Elahanek LeKutach HaBavli, leave it alone. The Lespo Kezayis Peter Achilas Pras. It's not true what you're saying. You never eat a kezayis of this kutach habavli in 3 minutes. In 3 minutes of eating this, you don't eat a kezayis of bread. Why not? It's like this. If you eat this dish the way it is by itself, the kesara pekocholei, botla dait leitza kolodim. It's a very strong dish. It's very bitter. It's very strong. Nobody eats it that way. It's like botla dait. It's not called an achila, Rashi says. That's called like shloika derech achila. Nobody eats the strong dish by itself. So if you're going to swallow it down, even though by swallowing down the whole thing, you would eat a kezayis of bread there in the achilas pras, but that you'll be potter anyway, because nobody eats this. But how is the real way to eat it? Vi meshata kashota viocholei, elamai, the real way to do it is just dip in your bread in there. You dip in your meat into it. It's like a strong dish that you just use to dip in other things into it. So you eat it very slowly, or vazoi, a viochol, less by kezayis the achilas pras. If you just use like to dip into, so how much are you eating? Mamash, a little drop of it. Like every minute, you take a little bit of a drop. So within 3 minutes, you don't even need a kezayis for the achilas pras. So that's why the rabbanon argue by kutach habavli. The kitza by kutach habavli, when you eat it, you're eating mamash very, very little bread. The bread that's in there, you take only a drop out of it anyway. And this little drop, you have mamash a drop of bread. So even if you tell me you could eat a kezayis here, but in the one kezayis you eat, there's no bread. So that's why it's good why the Rabbanan say a potter. What's pshat in Rebbe Elazar? Rebbe Elazar, Rashi before said, we dash in the word kol that says even a tarubas chometz. What does a tarubas chometz mean? Hetem etzavli yisr, like the top Rashi said. That according to Rebbe Elazar, we hold by chometz, hetem etzavli yisr. That's the new chiddush. Even if a little bit chometz got mixed into a lot of heter. If you take a little iridikazayis now of this, you get malchus according to Reb Leza. Because we say the heter is mitzarif to the iser. But that's only according to Reb Leza. So Rabbanan don't hold this one. Rabbanan hold you don't say heter mitzarif to the iser. I, kazayis b'dei achilus pras, you do not have the kazayis of iser, but b'dei achilus pras b'kutech avavli. Because it's too strong to drink it. And the same thing as the rest of the things in Mishnah. The Zaysim HaMitzri, the other things also, you have to say are too strong. They don't drink it the way it is. Hey, Sheikh Ramadeh, Chai Mitzadami also, these are strong type of drinks that you don't drink a gazayis of it, but they are chiyos pras. Therefore, it's good. Right there. Fred Gemara. So now we're coming on that whenever you have the kezayis of the yisr and mixed in into four eggs, that if you eat four eggs worth here, you're eating the kezayis of yisr, you're over midiraisa. That's a smar, it's not bottom, and you get malchus for it. It's also midiraisa. But then I have a kasher on you. And a locha like this. Shtei kederis, you have two pots. Achas shel chulin, one has wheat of chulin. V'yachas shel truma, one is shel truma. Well, if Nehem in front of them, Shtei Meduchas, there are two grinders there, chapters there. Achas Shel Chulin, and one grinder you had Chulin, the Tavlin, spices. V'yachas Shel Truma. And the other chopper had Truma in there. V'naflu Elu Techelu. One pot fell into one chopper, and the other pot fell into the other chopper. And what's the halacha now? Is Mutarin. You should know the original chopper that had the Chulin is still Mutar. Or the pot that had the chulin is mutter. Why? Because we say, Shani Yoyma, have a right to say, truma l'tech truma nofla. The pot that had the truma fell into the maducha, into the chopper that also had the truma there. The chulin l'tech chulin noflu. And the pot that has the chulin fell into the chopper that has the chulin. That's what I have a right to say. Now what kind of swear is this? Why in the world should I say this? We don't know which one fell into which. You have two things there. They fell into front of two things. It could have been the opposite way. So Pasha, the Svar is that midiraisa out of its bottom braver anyway. Midiraisa, there's no shalas. It's only shalas. And the Rabbonins, so in the Rabbonins, we said it's a golakula. But for tomorrow, though, the Yama, but if you're going to tell me now, kizayis, bichte achilos prasiraisa, no, midiraisa, it's not bottle braver. Midiraisa, if you have the kizayis of the Easter, in amount of four beitzim, that when you eat the amount of four eggs worth of it, you can eat a kizayis of the Easter, that's not bottle midiraisa, then it's a kashir. Amai amrinan shani yomer truma tech truma naflu. Why do I have a right to say that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin, and therefore we're going to let a regular Yisrael eat the chulin? Why is a shalom from the Issa deraisa here? If it has the kezayis with achilas pras, it should be a shalom from the Issa deraisa. Elamai etzaraya, that kezayis is not midiraisa. Kumar says no, here there's no raya. Omalei hanach letruma tavlin derabon. Here we're talking about tavlin. Tavlin is not from dog and tirish v'yitzer. It's not chayiv midiraisa and trumas and maitzvus. Therefore, it's only a chayiv midirabonin, and in the rabbonin stack is true, we say shani yomer. Because midiraisa, you only chayiv truma, the five types of dogen, of grain, and then tirish v'yitzer. Grapes and olives, those are the only things midiraisa that's chayiv in truma. That we give trumas and maitzvus from peris and from fruit, and from vegetables, that's only midirabonin. It's about the chayiv, it's only midirabonin here, therefore I say shani yomer. Saints, we have another kasha. Shtei kupois. There are two kupois, two baskets. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. One was full of chulin, one was full of truma. Ulefneim beisoim. In front of it, you have two saws, two measurements. Also, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. V'nochlu elu tach elu. And one fell into the other. And also, one fell into the other. Is mutarim. Again, I say that the original one that's truma is still truma. And the one original was chulin still remains chulin. Why shani yomer? I say chulin l'tech chulin noflu. So chulin fell into the chulin, or truma l'tech truma noflu. The same thing. Now here we're talking about wheat already. This is talking about tfuah. The chura tfuah is, you're right, the Rashi says kupas, the last Rashi. Kupas, gedolas, big baskets, over toichin dogan. Inside there was wheat there. There be truma d'iraisa. That's mamish midiraisi mechuyah to give off trumas. There you see, even on the right of the Isser, even though you have the Isser that fell over, and there is the kezayis of the Isser, b'toich, achilas pras, still we make all. We say, we have a right to be tolly that the truma fell into the truma one, and the chulin fell into the chulin one. Aye, why? There's an Isser deraisa here. Omalei, answer back again, no. Here it's talking about bezman hazeh. Omalei, hanech l'truma bezman hazeh. This case is talking about truma bezman hazeh after the churban abayis. The rabbonin. that this man the Yama holds that when the base mitzvah was chorev, there's no more chiyuv midiraisa to give truma. Therefore, it's only midirabbanim this man is there. So again, since the truma is only an issur midirabbanim, we say this type of a kula to say that when the two baskets fell into two things in front of them, we have a right to be told, and we'll say that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. Therefore, the one that was chulin up until now still remains chulin, and you're allowed to eat it. Here, the Gemara. Behind, we have a kashna again on Rabbi Avuah. Behind Mishras Lohaku, the Yosa, is it true, like Rabbi Avuah said on the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that when the Pasuk says by Nozir, Mishras is coming to tell us that even a heter is mitzaref liyisur. Even if you have a chatzi zayis worth of the wine and a chatzi zayis worth of the bread together, a Nozir gets malchus. Is it true that we use the Pasuk for that chiddush? Hope the Gemara, miboyle lekasanya. We need that chiddush for another drosha. We learn it like this, Mishras. The Pasuk says by Mishras by Nozir, we learn out a chiddush.